News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott, 7:05 in the morning, the last day of January 2012. You won't see this one again this year. But you won't see it next year either, because then it'll be 2013. It's, like I say, 7:05 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live on the internet. Just go to kcnr1460.com and you can join our chat room as Indie Guy and Angel and gosh, John's there and just a few others. And we're also live streaming. Just go to livestream.com and look for Free Fire Radio and you'll see me in my checkered shirt.
The camera's having difficulty coping with said shirt, but it looks good.
Well, it's a nice shirt. I got it for Christmas. And of course, speaking of looking good, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And Linda's here. She's in the building someplace. She's running around back
Linda
there.
Linda is in the building.
Linda is in the building. Today we're going to have Cheryl Clifford on. We're going to be talking to Cheryl about her run for the county supervisor job. Yes, we're going to have all of the candidates on for every position that they're running. And we're going to, you know, right now we've hired somebody else just to keep track of everybody who's running, which district they're in, and what they possibly might be thinking. I don't know. We may have to hire two people for that. Anyway, Cheryl Clifford will be here. Also, Jeff Worst from Crackmaster. You know, we don't talk about windshields, especially since we've just replaced ours lately. And it's, you know, there's other, you know, the fact is there's lots of things about that you need to know so you can save a lot of money. We got lots of things to talk about, too. But first, we're going to talk to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, Susan?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Well, the U.S. economic data will be in focus this morning. The November reading of the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index is expected to show a 0.4% decline at 9 Eastern Time. Also, the Chicago PMI hits the tape with consensus expecting a slight improvement to 63. And at 10 Eastern Time, consumer confidence is anticipated to show improvement in the January reading. Turning to the markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points at 12,638. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1312. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 2809. The three most active stocks this morning, Bank of America is up 9 cents, trading at $7.19. Radio Shack is down $3 at $7.23. Sprint Nextel down a penny at $2.15. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart down 12 cents, trading at $61.19. Costco is positive 13 cents at $81.56. And PepsiCo is positive 11 cents, trading at $65.50. Treasuries are lower along the curve with the 10-year note price yield 1.86%. For commodities, gold is at $14.90 at $17.49 per ounce. Silver is positive 48 cents at $34.01. And crude oil trading up $2.27 at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Hey, Susan, are you still there or did you already go? Oh, okay. Now, you've got two publications that are open to the people that people can get. And one's the 2012 Economic and Market Outlook.
Right.
And the other one is Finding Today's Tax Breaks.
It talks about the tax breaks that occurred for 2011 going forward.
Uh-huh.
All the way to 2013, some tips there that we need to look at. And I'm offering them to the public. And anyone that wants one of those or both of those, they can just call here at 243-7561.
There you
Excellent.
Go.
Excellent.
And I have them right here. And I tell you what, they're pretty cool. Susan, thank you so much from our Wells Fargo advisors there on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, welcome. I'm here.
Hey,
yes.
Linda is
yes,
now
I was
in the studio.
Around.
Not
I...
only were you in the building, now you're in the studio.
Yeah, I wanted to let you. I was trying to get a current update on the temperature, 37 degrees. If you're just tuning in, mostly sunny today with our highs reaching around 62. Slight chance of rain tonight with lows of 39. And we have a full morning. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how important it is to keep in touch. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Domestic violence and sexual assault are on the rise here in Shasta County. This is Katie Minoletti with Shasta Women's Refuge. If you have a heart for giving back and can spare a few hours a month, you can make a difference. Applications are being accepted now for our crisis intervention training class. For more information, please call 244-0117. That's 244-0117. Or you can visit ShastaWomensRefuge.org. And thank you.
The global economy is demanding we change the makeup of our local business community. Hello, I'm Mark Lascelles, one of the hosts of Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. This week, my guest will be Jim Hill of Air Cover Integrated Solutions, a new company that recently located to this area that is developing a technology that powers drone aircraft. Air Cover is a global leader in the field of innovation, will be doing their research and development along with some of their manufacturing right here in Shasta County. So be sure to tune in for the show and discover how Shasta County is indeed becoming a player in the global economy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Good morning,
good
my
morning.
Friend. 7:12 in the morning, January the 31st. What's the weather look like today? Do you have your glasses?
Yes, of course. 30. Well, now it's gone up to 41 degrees. It jumped up there, mostly sunny. With temperatures, I just ran to my car. You would think I'd be...
I could have given you a break right there, but you were ready.
No,
you know, you're clear hot.
I ran to the car, which is parked in front of the station, and I had to get my computer because I know that there's a bunch of stuff. Anyway, slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 36. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, well, there's a lot of stuff going on up there, of course. They are now expanding the music Friday and Saturday night, so... Stephanie Foose is going to be up there most of Fridays.
Now, they're getting ready. You know, that yesterday when we talked about what was going on after Mark Beecham's article, the Chat Pack has organized a rally up there at the chapel at Anselmo's. And,
great email from Angel.
We'll have more. We're going to have more about it, but they're going to be, there's going to be a 27th. They're going to do February 27th. They're going to do a rally at the chapel. On the 28th, they're going to go to the Board of Supervisors and just ask some questions like, why is this happening? Why is somebody that is, you know, you read the...
Might different, get a different kind of attention
yeah.
with new faces.
Well, you know what it is? It's not just him saying, you guys are, you know, that they're doing this to me. I mean, everybody you talk to, not everybody, but many of the people in the chat room and many other people have also run into this. And it's just, it's something has to be done. The Board of Supervisors has to take this in hand because Larry Lees, I know Larry Lees would do it. He's a great guy. But he doesn't control nine of the departments under him. The Board of Supervisors needs to take hands in this and get involved. And I'm not talking Glenn Hawes because Glenn Hawes is part of this, according even to him, you know. So... Because he's part of the lawsuit. So I don't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with this. You know, Russ Mall's going to be on Thursday. We're not even going to talk about the lawsuit. We can't do that. We wouldn't do that. We want to talk about his division and what it does and with the building and permits because, frankly, I'm kind of confused. And I think other people are too.
I'm glad
exactly.
he's coming on.
No, I am too. And we'll treat him just as civilly as we do anybody else. But first, let's talk about keeping in touch.
Well, I'm glad he's coming on. And need a little bit more. Volume there in the headphones. There we go. I'm glad it's coming on because we've talked about the name Russ Mall has come up many, many since we've been on radio, and this will be the first time that he's going to be on the show, and it's going to be great. So if you all have questions, you know, it's perfect to be able to, you know, make it make it happen. All right, I just want to share with you the importance of keeping in touch, and I think this happens when we move. I think it happens when, for instance, you know, when I got married to Carl, I changed my name, and I kept an old email for years and years and years, which was my former name. And I kept thinking after about 4 or 5 years, okay, I'm just going to let it go. You know, why pay? It was, you know, something at Mindspring. So I let it go last year. So the reason I'm sharing this is how important it is to keep people really abreast. Anybody who's very, very special and near and dear to you, abreast of, you know, where you're living, if you changed your name, if you've married or what it is, because things happen. And so, yesterday, I had a girlfriend call me and say that she was going to go to the Reagan Library, and she's just going because it's on her bucket list, and she's always wanted to go. And I said, I have a very dear friend of mine who was instrumental in helping that get off the ground. She was there. You know, I remember going to her home and visiting with her, and she had the love letters, you know, signed by Nancy Reagan and pictures with her and of course, Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan. And so when I emailed her yesterday in my contacts, it came back. And the first thing I thought was, well, wow, you know, maybe she's changed her email. So the great thing about the internet is I went on to see if perhaps, you know, in the white pages how I could find her. And lo and behold, it's an obituary. So yesterday I cried and cried and cried because a woman who was like a really dear friend of mine passed away, and I didn't know about it in October. So I'm just here to say, just if you think about, if you hear me today and you're thinking about, you know, that you haven't been in touch with somebody for 6 months or 8 months, it's really important that you do that because you don't want to be shocked like I was yesterday. And that's probably one of the reasons that I didn't come in yesterday, because it just hit me hard. So there. And I'm loving on you guys by telling you that. So, yeah.
Well, I know it did hit you hard. And I'm sorry.
Well, I know she's in heaven. But the cool thing is I went through the internet, didn't have or read her obituaries. This woman was, you know, right under Lou Wasserman at Universal Studios. I met her while I was singing in Hong Kong. She had the most incredible career. Her husband was charged with Desilu Productions, and she went back. She was Paul Newman's assistant. I mean, she just was rich with a great culture of show business. And she was 82, and she just went in. She didn't know she had lymphoma. She went in her teeth, and she had something with her teeth, and then she was losing weight. She was, her daughter called me because I was reaching out trying to find anybody I could make a contact with. But her daughter emailed and said that she had just gone on a cruise, and she had a budding romance. So it's great that she was living a great life.
Living big still.
And she went fast. But it was shocking to everyone. But it was nice to talk with her daughter and to reconnect on those levels. So there you go. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break because I want to break in between what Linda was saying and what the things I want to say. I want to talk when we come back. I want to talk about the Veterans Home, what happened Friday. I want to talk about the insider training in Congress. Let's talk about honor killings. And how about Occupy? The occupiers finally got around to it. I was wondering how long it was going to take. And frankly, you know what? It took them a lot longer. They burnt their first American flag. So let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Highway run to the
midnight. Clint Black in concert.
This killing.
Killing time to taillights. Clint Black is part of the soundtrack of country music. Critics from coast to coast are calling Clint Black shows the ones to remember. Clint Black in concert.
February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino.
Clint Black.
So you tell me who's the strong one.
February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino.
Tickets are on sale now at WinRiverCasino.com. 1-800-280-UWIN or visit our gift shop. More info at ClintBlack.com. Don't miss Clint Black in concert. Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning, January the 31st, last day of this month. You know, let's talk about Occupy. You know, Occupy came in, Occupy New York, Occupy Los Angeles, Occupy San Francisco, Occupy Reading. Different groups all wanting to change the way the government is. Now, I was wondering when it was going to happen, and I mean, frankly, I am surprised it's taken this long, but they burnt their first flag, and of course, it's in Oakland. They burnt the American flag. Now, there's some of them are saying, no, no, don't burn it. Well, they did. And they did it, the little masked devils, because they didn't have enough guts to do it just to show their face. Now, burning the American flag, oh, it's a symbol of the unfairness. Really? See, when's the last time we really saw all that being burnt? Well, let me see. Oh, I saw it over in Iran. I saw it in Iraq. I see it in places that third world countries with people that have less common sense than they do children. That I see now are protesters burning the American flag. You know, the American flag is a symbol. You're right, it is a symbol, my friends. It's a symbol of the people that have given you the freedom to do these stupid things like burn the flag. In some other countries, if you stood up to say something, and let's just look at Syria, let's look at a few others, somebody puts a gun against your head and kills you. And then they charge your family for the funeral. How about that? Oh, they also charge you for the round, for the bullet that hits you in the head. So let's just burn that flag and let's just show, oh yeah, that really makes, you know, that really gets people on your side. It doesn't. It just, you know what? It just makes me, it just, you know, just infuriates me enough to think that anything that you say after that, that you all are burning flags, at least in the Oakland area, that I wouldn't listen to a thing you said. You know, you may have even have good ideas, but if that's what you believe in, you know, what's that song say? You get to be on the fighting side of me. I would like to see the Occupy Reading, whom I know. I know these people. I'd like to see the Occupy Reading come out and make a statement that they are against this, that burning the flag is not something that they would believe in or something that they would do. I would like to see them say that. Maybe they have. But I think it's important that you distance yourself from people that do this. It's a symbol of our country. Oh, yeah, it's just a symbol, and the Supreme Court said you can burn it. Yeah, it does, but it's still a symbol. Okay, let's move on. I'm not going to forget it. And in fact, we'll talk to Occupy Reading people. Congress and insider trading there, dear. You know that Congress has, for so many years, been able to use their knowledge of deals for insider trading. And you know what? This is the silly thing, is that they knew about it, and they finally, when they broke the story, they went, I don't guess we should do that. What happens? Things come across their desk, or things they're going to vote on. They tell their friends. Their friends go out and either sell or buy stock. Can you believe that? And you wonder why the congressional approval rating of Congress and the Senate is like 10%. It's because they're crooks. If they do this, that means they're crooks. Why? Tell me one thing, Bad Bob, or somebody out there. If I did that insider trading, wouldn't I go to jail?
Yep.
What's the old Animal Farm thing? All animals are equal. Some animals are more equal than others.
No, all pigs are equal.
Yeah.
Just that some pigs are more equal.
Congress, okay, this is from Washington.
Yeah, they outlawed it now. Right?
Congress's low approval ratings have sparked a rare instance of bipartisanship as both parties are rushing to pass a bill that would make it clear that insider trading laws apply to lawmakers. The Senate voted 93-2 Monday to clear the way for consideration of amendments, and sponsors hope final passage later this week.
Yeah, well, Senate passed it 97-3. I'm not letting know who the three were. But you know what? It's and you wonder why your approval rating is so low. Well, you do crooked things like that. You get us into these kinds of economic conditions. You don't do anything to fix it. And guess what happens? Oh, people just aren't real happy. Wow. Surprise, surprise. Let's move on. Hey, if you're in Shingletown and you sing karaoke, it may not be a good idea.
That's not funny. They have a karaoke channel now.
Oh, well, that makes it even worse. But, it, you know, you've read. I'm trying to catch up with everything here. You know, the gentleman that shot his son who was singing karaoke, country western. Yeah, maybe it was a bad song. Maybe it was one of those songs that said, you know, if I keep singing, shoot me in the head. So.
Karaoke is such a misapplication of a promising technology.
I remember, okay. Like,
I mean, I'm not
like,
laughing about the guy getting shot. No. But he was shot with a small caliber weapon, and he's talking and everything. He's not like he's going to die. So
I guess we should always take heed that bad karaoke can mark you for death.
Well, you know what? That just keeps me off the stage there at any place around town because I don't have anything but...
Don't be singing no bad karaoke.
Brown, Governor Brown, and the Rail to Nowhere. Governor Brown and the Rail to Nowhere. He says it's not going to cost $100 million. Besides, if it does, he's going to get it off that cap and trade tax that he's laying on us. Oh, you know, here's the thing. Governor Brown, you need to listen to your constituents. Not just LaMalfa, who is, by the way, is introducing a bill. Thank you there, Senator LaMalfa, to put this back and let the people vote on it again. You need to listen to your own party. Your own party is upset about it. Your own people that are putting it together are saying it costs. That $100 million comes from you. Not from that number came from your guys, not somebody outside the chain. Your own auditor even said it. There's something wrong here. It's going to cost too much. It's not going anywhere. And here's what Brown says. This is what Brown says. He doesn't say that, okay, maybe we should save some money. He says, you know what his exact words are? It's federal money. It's federal money. It's not state money. It's federal money that we're using. And if we don't use it, it goes away. Somebody tell Jerry Brown that federal money is our money. It's our money. It's our tax dollars. It's California tax dollars. It's Bad Bob's tax dollars. It's Angel's tax dollars. It's Sonny's tax dollars. It's not Fed. It's ours. Oh, it's federal, so it doesn't count. Governor Brown, go back to Economics 101. Where do you think that money comes from? Oh, it's federal money. I hate it when I hear that. It's like somebody that goes in to get, I get free health care and for life. It's not free. Somebody pays for it. You go into the emergency room. Oh, it's free. No, it's not. Somebody pays for it.
Ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Okay.
Want me to close with something that's kind of interesting?
Well, you got 30 seconds.
Pythons have a stranglehold on Florida Everglades.
Okay, that's good. Oh, they're killing everything there.
the first hit in 2000. Giant Burmese pythons were invading the Everglades. Now scientists have measured the real impact of the arrival of this voracious species, and the news is troubling.
Let's listen to the news.
We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Reading Crackmaster.
From the Fox Business Network, improving sentiment regarding the European sovereign debt crisis is boosting the markets here at home. At a meeting in Brussels, European leaders pledged to stimulate growth and employment amid fears of a looming recession. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in positive territory, up roughly 48 points. Radio Shack is facing some major static on Wall Street after issuing an earnings warning. The retailer now expects a fourth quarter profit of just 11 to 13 cents a share. That's far below the street's estimate of 37. Radio Shack's disappointing forecast is due mainly to weakness in its Sprint wireless business. And home prices in the United States fell more than expected in November. According to the latest Case-Shiller report, prices for a single-family home slipped 1.3% on non-seasonally adjusted basis. The biggest declines were in Atlanta, Chicago, and Detroit. Compared to a year ago, prices are down 3.7%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed. Co-sponsored by Premier West Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Trilogy Architecture, and Gloria Spiegel.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass, look inside an ambulance, and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. It's a beautiful day outside. I just ran outside again to get some things, and it's going to be a 62 today. Great day. Slight chance of rain tonight. And tomorrow it looks like we have a 20% chance of rain, too. And gonna have the rest of the week is going to be beautiful, sunny, and open skies. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been in business there since 1985. If you've got something that needs sharpening, saws, knives, router bits, your garden equipment, chainsaw, they will even make your bandsaw blades. While you wait, they'll make them to order. That's R&B Sharpening, Bob and Judy Hawes, and their number their address is 6915 East Side Road, right down in Anderson, and their phone number is 530-365-1479. If you need something sharpened, they are the people to go to. Okay, just finishing up on your pythons is that they've wiped out a lot of the small mammals. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, rabbits. They said that they have since the year 2000, I pulled off the page, so since the year 2000, they've killed almost 1,800, but the, you know, possums and rabbits and foxes, they can't even find them in the Everglades, and that they're saying that the, you know, the headline, of course, is the python has a stranglehold on the Everglades, so I thought that was interesting, and I could go into more statistics, but we have more important things to cover.
That's right. What did you have, Bad Bob? You were getting ready
to say something. Too bad I misplaced my Ted Nugent album, you know. Song called Stranglehold.
Okay, got it.
Proceed.
We will. Hey, our guest today is a friend of ours, and we've known since we've been in town here, and has a business, and Jeff Wurst from Reading Crackmaster.
Started to get to know you through your business because we thought, wow, this guy is great. This guy has integrity. And then we also know how much you support the veterans and we'd see you at different veteran events. And we were just like, wow, we got to really get behind this guy. And so that's the introduction.
Yeah, because Jeff was behind our community.
Yes.
So and when you have somebody like that that you can do business with, that's great. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, we're always glad to have you here. You know, and I say this every time we do when we talk about your shop, Renting Crackmaster, is that I had a crack in my windshield 12 inches long. What's that, over 2 years ago now?
Wow, time flies.
And it is. It's over 2 years ago that you repaired that has never given me a problem. You can't even see it. Can't even see it.
What's going on in your world?
Yeah.
Cracks. Yeah, cracks up to my eyeballs.
Well, I'm really glad you said
that's
eyeballs.
That's my favorite crack joke.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad you said that one.
Well, this time of morning, I got to be careful. My tongue tends to slip and slide a little bit.
It's okay. I was reaching for the bleep button right then when you said.
Well,
okay.
It's true that if you travel, I don't care where you go, if you get on the freeway, a little tiny rock can hit your windshield and boom.
Brand
new windshield. Brand new car. And a car went by, so it wasn't like we were following a truck. It was a car went by, and it came up and flipped it up and hit the right next to the crown of the windshield.
Very common scenario.
It just broke right then.
What's going to happen here when the weather goes that fluctuates the way it is? It's warm, it's cold. It's warm, it's cold. Does that have an effect on the strength of your windshield?
It's great for my business. Not necessarily the strength. Of course, the molecular structure changes with the temperature. Of course, summertime, the molecules are moving real fast because it's hot. Your windshield's soft. Typically, it'll break easier in the summertime from these little pebble impacts. Wintertime, your molecules are more dense. Your windshield's actually stronger in the wintertime because it's colder. But wintertime, you tend to have more of the rapid temperature changes. Come out on a cold morning, hit your defrost. You've been ignoring that little chip that's been sitting down there for a few years. Sometimes these things will go 5-6 years and never do anything. All of a sudden, one rapid temperature change, boom, there goes the crack. Doesn't take much to start cracks in this, the way the windshields are made nowadays.
Well, and to share with our listeners, when you're listening right now, you're locally owned.
Locally grown.
Locally grown, and you do the work.
I grew up in the mountains east of here. I went to local schools around here. Went to grammar school up in the mountains. I've got that kind of mountain mentality, if you will, mountain man kind of thing. Love to go in Wyoming and hunt. Wouldn't mind staying there, except as I get older, I'm really colder. More appreciative of the warm weather. And I grew up around here, and I'm a big fan of Shasta Lake and the other lakes around here, and that's my escape. And they don't necessarily take vacations, but we go out for weekends on the lake and,
that's cool.
and just enjoy the area. I mean, I've been a lot of other places over the years, and I always come back here.
Okay, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We want to talk to Jeff about windshields, you know, what people can do, their options. The
Insurance.
Oh, and
that's a big one.
Yeah, the insurance, because, you know, it's not always covered. And the difference between what you do and somebody that I see out there on Airport Road that for $20 will fix your windshield. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl in your container or ours. We are now selling Depth Urea fluid for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturdays, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to... Love it. Heart. KCNR 1460. I needed that.
I never can. You know what? I can't.
I need that. Does anybody care?
Yeah, we all
love it. We love it, love it.
Damn, care. I need to get down. Get down, get down, get down. Hey, speaking of great music, Saturday night was the Mardi Gras. Oh, that was so much fun. Everybody was dancing. I got stuck in a crap table for about 3 hours until my feet started to collapse, my arches. I was in high heels. And I just got caught on this table. And thank God for those nice people that would teach you, now you put your two here. It's been a long time. So we had a great time, raised a lot of money for Soroptimus. It was a good time. So anyway, Anyway, I know you guys are looking at me like, okay, she's got purple hair. One of the questions that we had, Jeff Wurst is our guest here. Welcome back to KCNR.
You don't have purple hair.
No, Kay. Oh, good morning, Kay.
Hey, good morning, Kay.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Hi, Jeff.
Howdy.
This is, oh, by the way, thank you for having the radio on when you're listening on hold.
No. Oh, yeah, we fixed that now.
That makes a big difference because then you can totally turn your radio off. And usually the when you get it on the telephone, it's a better quality than on the radio even.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I
Dad like Bob that. Figured that out.
Yeah, that's good. He gets 10 points. Yesterday I was, this is very timely because yesterday I was going down to Anderson to pick up my sister, and this woman was passing me on Interstate 5. And then when she went in to go in front of me, this little thing came up and bang on my windshield. And I was going to go see Jeff yesterday. It's not very big at all, but it could grow, you know.
It so can grow.
So I want to catch it before it gets any bigger than it is.
Most definitely.
So what do you do, Jeff, on something like this? When somebody's got a ding in their windshield. What's the process for that? And Kay, thanks a lot, Kay.
Thanks, Kay.
You're welcome. I'll take off
thank
here.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kay. Basically,
what's the process?
Give me a call, set up an appointment. Sometimes I can take drop-ins, depending how busy the day is. Plan on about an hour visit. Typically, most of the what we call stone damage, basically circumference of a quarter or smaller, take about 45 minutes to an hour. To do properly.
But
a lot of guys out there are doing them in 10 minutes or less, and it's not considered up to industry standards. But basically make an appointment, show up, hang out, drop it off, or whatever you like to do. I take care of it, and then once it's done, it's good to go.
No. You, too, could have stone damage.
Now, you do it differently. I mean,
I do it a lot differently.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, you have a complete process there that bonds it. Like I said, I had a crack 12 inches long. It still hasn't... You can't see it, and so how do you do this, Jeff?
Well,
what's different about your processor?
Well, what's different about mine is the newer technology that that I'm licensed to use. I didn't invent it myself, darn it, but I've been doing this since I started with the same technology, and it's designed to fill in the gap that the crack creates in the glass, and then chemically weld it back together, much like you're welding steel. You need the adhesive to actually penetrate into the glass molecules itself, forming a permanent bond, not just a temporary, what they call surface or mechanical adhesion. You want an actual penetration, which restores the structural integrity back to the glass, restoring the strength and what little safety value you've lost in the little stone damages, but the idea is to restore it back to a strong, safe condition.
Because the chip, the crack, the ding can overnight, especially with the heat or the cool. I know ours went from a boom, a 2-incher to just overnight to the point where, you know, it was, and that's just personal. I'm sure everybody has the story. Something's happened. If you drive, you've had a chip or something like that. So it's fascinating to watch your process as well. I have a question that's come in. Here's the question. We hear horror stories about inferior imported products failing. Are there any problems in the autoglass business, and should they have people consider repair instead of replace?
Oh, yes. Very big deal. Nowadays, the windshield is a structural part of the vehicle, actual engineered into the structural roof. The glass holds up the roof, so they don't have to make the roof as strong. So you have certain...
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's a lot what people don't realize.
So that glass is because they're trying to save weight in the cars to get better gas mileage. They'll make the roofs a little bit lighter because they don't have to be as structurally sound, so they hook them to the windshield.
And it's part of the energy-absorbing mechanism of the car. The energy that goes into crushing that metal is the energy that does not go into crushing you.
Yeah, that's the idea. Right.
And there's where the most important aspect is if you do have to break the seal and replace your windshield, you want somebody with experience and training and proper certifications nowadays are starting to come into the picture, give the consumer something to really look at and compare, because the talents of that individual breaking the seal are of utmost importance to the strength, future strength of your roof, retention of the windshield into the frame, into the opening. That's huge, very important. And then we get into the quality of the glass. I think part of the question was the inferior imported stuff, and that is just huge in the United States, extremely prevalent.
Well, you know, a lot of times you'll see that, you know, that people will come out and people that are getting their windshields replaced will get, you know, it doesn't look like what your original glass was because it's obviously not. It's some kind of replacement thing.
It's made more universal fit rather than specific fit for your particular vehicle. That's why original equipment branded glass is going to be more expensive than the generic stuff.
Yeah, we
generic
that
stuff
one.
Is typically made in China or elsewhere. There's 1,000, if you will, different plants around the world manufacturing glass. There's a way to go online and look up where your glass was manufactured by the DOT number that's on the label of the glass.
Well, yeah, but I think this one was
DOT.
Department
of Transportation registers all the manufacturers that sell glass in the United States.
Kind of like your helmet has to have a DOT.
Yeah, yep. It's supposed to, right, Jeff?
Well, yours
Jeff
does.
Wright.
Yours does.
I got to take a break here. Jeff Horst is our guest, and you know, we're talking about auto. I know it, to me it's it, and since it's our show, we get fascinated by things like this. Is how how important the glass is. I mean, everybody when it chips, you sit there and you think to yourself, ugh, you know, how do I fix this? And the different ways that people fix it. Some of them might as well just take your money, flush it down the toilet, because it's not going to last. Bonding process that you have to take. You take it inside a
controlled environment.
And then fix it so that everything sets up the way it should
and operates the way it should. In the summertime, the glass is too hot. The wintertime, the glass is too cold to take the adhesive properly and for the chemicals to bond properly. So I get it in a controlled environment, and of course, the summertime I cool it down, and the wintertime I warm it up. I'll get it up to 75 degrees in my shop on a day like today, or even 20 below. I'll get that thing cranked, get up to the operating temperature where the adhesives are supposed to work best.
All right. Got to take a break. Our guest, Jeff Worsh from Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 8 o'clock. We're going to have Cheryl Clifford, who's running for Shasta County Supervisor. We're going to have everybody that's running for office on this show and let you all ask them the questions, find out who they are, and see who you want to support this year. Those are the primaries are here coming up pretty soon. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mike Huber from Estate Granite on Man's Search for the Ultimate Roaster.
The Ultimate Lucky Roaster. Have you been afraid to smoke your dinner? It's easier than you think. With my roaster, you can have your meat and eat it too in under an hour and a half. The most flavorful smoked meat, the ultimate way to cook your favorite. Hung on 304 stainless steel hooks with lots of room to do 4 tri-tips or 4 chickens or 4 of your favorite rack of ribs. With the best flavor possible, have you heard of an ugly roaster? Well, this is not ugly. Made to order with your team's favorite colors, for the ultimate backyard or tailgate experience. The fully polished barrel is my favorite for the hunter in mind, all finished with high temperature, lasting durability paint. And because we make each roaster from recycled metals, each one is unique. So call today for your personalized roaster, 241 Stone, 241-7866. And ask about our granite fire pit tables.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is 41 degrees, and as I look through the windows, the sun is kissing the top of those automobiles out there. So poke your head outside and break in the day with good cheer. It is going to be a 62 today, mostly sunny day, and a slight chance of rain tonight. Temperatures reaching around 39. Bob,
we had a question in the chat room for Jeff.
Oh, let's shoot.
About this particular chatter got one of those do-it-yourself kits to stop a crack from getting worse. Now, can that stuff be taken out, or did he kind of do himself a disservice?
Depends on how bad of a job they did, really. And it is relative to how much adhesive you actually get worked down into the crack. Typically, the instructions on those do-it-yourself kits are not complete enough to where the customer really understands the process of the vacuum and pressure and temperature exposure to ultraviolet, which is the sunlight. So they're very difficult to use. Most of the time, I've seen customers come in with those kind of pre-repairs, if you will. I'm able to go in and refill. You don't really take the resin out. Whatever's in there permanently. You have to work around it. And basically, when the rock strikes the windshield, it creates an air void, basically the crack where the glass is parted. Nothing but air in there. And the idea is to fill in the complete damage 100% in order to take up all that air void and, again, get the adhesive to bond the glass. Anything short of that, you still have the weakness in your glass. You still have the potential for growth and eventually having to change the windshield.
Well, we're going to I need to bring the truck down because I've got some chips.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to get that done before the molecules get racing around any faster, and we could have them crack themselves and meet across, and you know, molecules, whatever those are.
I thought we have molecular deconstruction.
Let's have a little more of those delinium crystals, Captain. Anyway, Jeff, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Where you at so people can find you?
3208 South Market Street, straight across from Les Schwab Tires on South Market Street, which is also Highway 273 for those that are confused around the Reading streets
confused.
And highways. And
yeah, directionally challenged.
I grew up around here, and I get turned around sometimes.
Yeah, but you head for Anderson on Market Street, and if you're heading to Anderson on Mark and South Market Street, you'll see Jeff's place on the right-hand side, Crackmaster out there. And but I heartily recommend that if you need something done like that, you go see Jeff.
I do not do replacements. I am the area's only repair expert, the only one that's professionally certified through the National Windshield Repair Association, is the authority of windshield repairs. I'm also a board member of the association, and it's also a kind of a side association of the Global Glass something or other.
Well, anyway, the thing is that you're an expert, you're a professional, you've been trained, and you guarantee your work.
Only when the guarantees work.
There you
actually
go. guarantees them.
A lot of only ones in my business.
Okay, down on South Market?
South Market Street, 3208.
3208 South Market Street, Jeff Wurst.
530.
Thanks so much for being here. Yeah, what's the phone number?
241-8373.
There you go. Okay, when we come back, Cheryl Clifford, running for county supervisor. We're going to talk to Cheryl and see why she's involved in running for the race instead of working behind the scenes like she usually does. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans are voting in Florida, and if the polls are right, Mitt Romney will win. But Newt Gingrich says
it's going to be very clear that I'm the leading conservative, that I have the best chance of beating Governor Romney.
And he wants conservatives to rally around one candidate after Florida. Rick Santorum says he's that guy.
We're the real conservative that can win.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside a polling place in Winter Park, Florida.
Now, Dave, voter traffic here has been very steady, and Republicans like Rob say they're voting for Mitt Romney, but not because they dislike the others.
No, I like Newt Gingrich. I like all the Republicans. I think Mitt Romney gives us the best chance of beating Obama.
And Florida Congressman John Mica votes in this district, too. He endorsed a primary candidate for the first time ever. His vote is for Romney, though he says the negative ads here have been tough on people.
Well, I think we're all ready to have them over and move forward, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted it to endorse.
And most of these polling stations will close at 7 Eastern, Dave.
Evan, there's still a lot of red ink in the U.S. budget. A new deficit estimate's out. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Well, if tax and spending policies stay the same, the Congressional Budget Office predicts the government will run a $1.1 trillion deficit this fiscal year. That is a dip from the fiscal year 2011's $1.3 trillion shortfall. CBO says annual deficits will top $1 trillion for the next several years if Bush-era tax cuts slated to expire in December are extended. The budget office also predicts just modest economic growth, believing unemployment will stay above 8% this year. Dave.
Jared, we're a little less optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence dipped this month. Home prices fell again in most major cities tracked by S&P. On Wall Street, the Dow down 40. It's a day to talk at the Super Bowl.
This is what you work all year for.
The New England coach Bill Belichick isn't much for words. He and the rest of the Patriots and the Giants answer a lot of questions at Media Day in Indianapolis today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar emergency.
My body's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Yay.
Please.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropicare. I can conference you into the vehicle.
Hello?
Somebody please. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going very slow.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
The
policeman. You did a great job.
Yay!
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now, you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers, availability, system limitations, and details.
How safe is America, and what are our biggest threats? The heads of the CIA and FBI and National Intelligence are giving Congress an update. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
Bottom line, it's still dangerous out there. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper testifying there is growing concern over cyber attacks.
We're particularly concerned about entities within China and Russia conducting intrusions into U.S. computer networks and stealing U.S. data.
The spread of nuclear weapons remains a concern. Clapper saying he doesn't think North Korea will change its ways, and as for nuclear tension between Iran and Israel.
For them, this is, as they've characterized it, an existential threat. But this is an area that we're very, very concerned about.
Asked if he thought an Israeli attack on Iran is inevitable, Clapper wanted to save that for a closed session. Dave?
Mike, the UN Security Council will today consider a resolution calling on Syria's president to step down as his crackdown continues.
After 3 days of heavy fighting in eastern suburbs around the capital Damascus, in which activists say at least 100 people were killed, government forces have regained control from rebels.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. It's not just Mitt Romney trying to pull the plug on Newt Gingrich this week.
Newt Gingrich may have picked the perfect song for an underdog candidate, but the composer of Eye of the Tiger wants him to throw in the towel. A federal lawsuit filed yesterday by Rude Music Inc. claims Gingrich has used the Rocky Anthem at events since 2009 without Frank Sullivan's permission. He and co-composer Jim Peterik copyrighted the song in 1982. The lawsuit seeks an injunction, damages, and attorney's fees. Eye of the Tiger, performed by Survivor, is the theme song for Rocky III, where the Italian Stallion defeated a bigger, stronger opponent to reclaim the heavyweight title. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Off the coast of Italy, there are concerns about safety for rescuers, so they're calling off the search for 16 missing passengers from that capsized cruise ship. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bod. January the 31st. We have blown through this month. 8:05 in the morning. Linda's in the building here. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Just go in there. Hit the show, and it says chat room. Just put a name in there. It doesn't matter if you use your own name or not. We'll still find you. And then you can join the chat room and ask questions or talk among yourselves, as now you're talking about getting old just for sissies. And trying to find glasses. You need glasses to find your glasses. That's
exactly.
You know what? You're getting there then, right?
We love having you be with us this morning here on KCNR 1460. And we know that there's you're on your way to work, in case you're wondering what the weather is going to be like today. Mostly sunny with the temperatures reaching around 62. Slight chance of rain tonight with temperatures getting around 39 degrees. It's currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. We have so much going on this morning, and of course we would like to go to our Wells Fargo moment with our advisor Susan Eastman. Welcome to the program. What's going on this market minute?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we have the major averages in negative territory right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 42 points at 12,611. The S&P 500 is down 2 points at 1310, and the Nasdaq Composite is down 6 points at 2806. The three most actively traded stocks, Bank of America is at 4 cents at $7.11. Radio Shack is down $2.90 at $7.33. Sprint Nextel down 3 cents, trading at $2.13. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's up 9 cents, trading at $65.50. AT&T is positive 2 cents at $29.35 per share, while Safeway's down 17 cents at $22.27. Over in the bond department, the 30-year bond is 2.99%. And taking a look at commodities, gold is up $10.70 at $17.45 per ounce. Silver's positive 28 cents at $33.81. And crude oil is trading up $1.70 at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, good. Now, you're providing two booklets to people, the 2012 Economic and Market Outlook, and also Finding Today's Tax Breaks. Is that correct?
Yes, we have those offerings, and if clients or the public would like a copy, you can call 243-7561 right here at Wells Fargo Advisors, and we'll provide a copy for you to pick up, or we'll mail it. And if you want to take a look at our website, it's probably posted there as well, wellsfargoadvisors.com.
That's right, and Wells Fargo Advisors are at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Cheryl, I'll be okay. Cheryl Clifford is here. And we're going to be talking about running for office, running for the Board of Supervisors. And Cheryl is our first candidate coming in here. We're going to have all of them before we're finished here, and probably a couple of times. It's an important job, that Board of Supervisors. And we like to find out where Cheryl stands on what's going on in the county and what her plans are. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're out of luck.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. This is so good. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Because you know what? Bob said 45 seconds, and boom, that's what happens. Cheryl Clifford is our guest this morning for the next hour here. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Let's talk about what you're running for.
Who you are.
Who you are and why. You're running for?
I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4.
Okay.
And I just got to the point where after working for other candidates since 1960 and hoping somebody else would do the right thing, I just thought, you know what, maybe it's one of those things where if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself.
So you throw your hat in the ring.
Yes.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you walked in and you registered and you did that. Okay, now you're in the race.
Now I'm in the race.
And what would people say if you were to have to pick out what is your platform? What are the things that make you different than somebody else that may be running for your seat or the seat?
Well, the first thing I think is different is I think I'm going to have more courage of my convictions than I've seen in the past. My main issues are the economy and property rights, because that's what I see is the biggest problems in this area and what I'm seeing happening to people. But I think we need to be more constitutionally grounded. I don't think we've had people in local office that seem to understand what their local sovereign rights are in dealing with the federal government and all the mandates that they've had. And I've been very frustrated through the years, especially about the impact of the environmental laws and what it's done to the timber industry and to businesses in general and just to property rights owners. It's getting to be such a mother may I process that it's you feel like a slave every time you want to do something on your property. You turn right, get a permit. Turn left, get a permit. You know,
stand still, get a permit.
Yes, stand still, get a permit. It's just gotten so outrageous and so burdensome, and there's got to be things that can be done. I mean, obviously, cutting taxes is something that's very important. And I think that the permit process has been way too long for a lot of people. I've heard so many complaints. And if there's anything a supervisor can do about that sort of thing, boy, do I want to do it. I listened to all the local businessmen come to a recent Board of Supervisors meeting, and I wasn't surprised by a thing that I heard. But one of the things was how much cheaper it is to have a business in Oregon and how much faster their permit process is than here. It could be a difference between $20,000 to $40,000 a year in difference in what it costs to have a business here.
You're talking about in Shasta
Oregon.
County?
Yeah, Shasta County.
Not just the state of California.
Not just the state of California, but in Shasta County. And, you know, some of the things that they have done temporarily, like reducing salaries here and there or reducing a few permits, they expect it to help in a certain amount of time, maybe a year they'll reduce it, and if it does help, that tells me that they should keep it. They shouldn't let it run out. If that's really what's helping the economy, then do more of it. Don't keep the fees so high. You want people to build houses, make it easier, cut the cost.
Cheryl, you obviously are a constitutionalist. Can you tell us who you are and what your background is? I mean, people, because they may be saying, oh, wow, this sounds good, but who are you, though?
I was born January 21st, 1942, in Washington, D.C. And that's, I have no memory of not being involved in politics. I was always aware of it from the time I was little. The Capitol building was literally my playground growing up. Yeah, I did not realize when I was growing up that there was anything special about it, you know, because if it happened to you, you think, so what? But my dad was President Truman's favorite waiter at the Waldorf Astoria. And anybody who was anybody came to the Waldorf Astoria. And so from the time I was little, I was learning about some major characters in history like General MacArthur and Truman and Herbert Hoover, who he said was the type of guy that wouldn't get a waiter in trouble ever. He'd eat the bug first before he'd do that. And I learned about all these people. And then between the ages of 7 and 10, we lived in an apartment complex where it was all government people, FBI, congressmen, military, and we lived across the hall from a congressman. So for those 3 years that we were there, we routinely went to watch Congress in session. And my mother would sit in the balcony with me and tell me what they were talking about. And while I don't remember anymore what they were talking about, what did stay with me, totally stayed with me, was that what those people do has a direct bearing on the lives of Americans, and it matters. And so as I proceeded to remain politically involved, it was very disappointing to me to see how few people were interested, and you try to tell them what's going on, they didn't really want to know. Today it's different. We've got tea parties and stuff. There's more of an awareness. But back then, it was really difficult. You were told not to talk about politics, religion, or sex. And I thought that was so confusing because I didn't know what else mattered. You know? But
kind of got my attention.
That's where I started being interested in politics. And then in 1960, my first campaign was for Richard Nixon. And I still remember watching that debate on television and realizing what was coming down. And then I was a Goldwater girl, then a Nixon girl again. And off and on through the years, I've worked for various people. Here I've worked for a couple of people locally. One of my favorite people was Senator Johannesen.
That's great. Well, we have a question from the chat room, okay. Or a caller that said, "What you're in district, you're running for district four, what does that cover? Where are the areas?"
It covers just north of 44 and up the center between two other districts all the way up to Castella. Most of it is rural.
And this was Linda Hartman's.
Yeah, Linda Hartman's.
Okay. Right. So when are you going to start going out, before we take this next call, when will you start going out publicly and campaigning, speaking, letting people come up and ask you questions if they're not listening or they can't call today? When will be an appearance that you've got scheduled?
I'm going to start going door to door in another week and a half just to introduce myself to people. I'm not going to wait for them to come to me, but anybody who wants me to come and speak, just call me, 276-9171.
Let's go to the phones here. John, good morning. You have a question for the candidate?
How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Peachy
here.
Great.
Linda, nice to hear your sweet dulcet tones.
Thank you.
Hang on a second. And Bad Bob, good morning. Right, now, I have a question for Cheryl.
Stand by, we have headphone management going on here, John. My phone.
Oh, okay.
I didn't answer
okay,
the headphone. There we go. Okay.
Now I can hear.
Okay. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Listen, I have a question for you, and you mentioned at the top of the story here that you were interested in the economy, of course, and mm-hmm. property rights.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, it's kind of a multi-part question, but as a board member, what do you feel you can do to improve the economy, and are you willing to take on staff entrenchment and actually review and change the us-against-them environment that seems to be prominent in most of the agencies that are doing permitting things for property and for improvements? Are you following my line here?
Well, actually, taking on those agencies is exactly why I'd like to become a supervisor, because I don't feel that some of the other supervisors have. You know, one person in the government who hasn't even been elected can really make you miserable. If they want to give you a hard time for whatever reason, your only recourse is to spend legal money to defend yourself. They don't have to worry about that. And I have been targeted myself. I know what that's like.
Have you got your calendar handy?
Yes.
Okay, on the 27th of February. Are you ready?
Yep, she's ready.
At Anselmo's. Chapel at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We are going to have a group meeting there who are fighting these agencies, these permitting agencies at the county level that you're talking about, in regards to some of the abuses to property owners that have taken place. We'd like to have you be there.
Oh, will I ever be there?
And I think you'll have something to say, and we'd like to hear what you have to say.
Very good.
This is a fair treatment for Ensalmos that we're looking at, FTFA.
What is FTFA again?
Fair treatment for Ensalmos.
Oh.
I know that people are excited about what's happened going on out there, but it's kind of like, right, you know, John, and you picked up on it, it's kind of like right down Cheryl's path here. It appears that, you know, the if a bureau, and here's my whole thing, as you all know, is it's your elected officials you can touch. You can get your elected officials. It's the bureaucracy that a lot of times even the elected officials can't touch. So that's what you have to stand up to and stand up for your rights, is that to try and bring them to heel. Because, you know, sometimes they have a mentality as, I'll be here after you're gone.
Exactly right. And people keep forgetting, though, that there's that term that these bureaucrats serve at the pleasure of the elected official. Now, if the elected official has the courage of their own conviction,
amen,
and will stand up and exercise the authority that the mandate of the voting public gives them, they can go after these abusive bureaucrats and deal with it. They don't have to be outweighed by them.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a review process. The whole thing comes to whether you can get a consensus among the Board of Supervisors, City Council, whatever group it is that is administering these people, to come together and say, let's legitimately look at this. Are they doing a service for the community, or isn't it us against them ivory towerism that we can't afford?
Yeah. Okay, John, we've got to take a break here.
My soapbox away, Carl?
Yeah, you can call back later.
You did really well.
Okay, thanks a lot, John. We've got to take a break.
Later.
Here, our guest is Cheryl.
Cheryl
Clifford, who's running for the 4th District Supervisor. And we'll be right back.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
A mandate from the king.
By royal proclamation, your presence is requested at the David Marr Auditorium to enjoy Disney's Cinderella, presented by Reading School of the Arts, directed by Hilary Rogerson. With all your favorite Cinderella songs and characters, it's the perfect outing for the whole family. Come, meet Cinderella and her friends.
I want to meet the prince.
Bring your little dreamer to the David Marr Auditorium February 3rd and 4th and watch the magic unfold. Go to CascadeTheater.org for your tickets now or get them at the door.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
911.
These people, they came through my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Body, 25 in the morning, January 31st, 41 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're chatting live at KCNR 1460. We're also streaming video on livestream.com. Just go look for Free Fire Radio and you get to see Cheryl Clifford and us in here and maybe even the back of Bad Bob's head. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call. Mike was in here yesterday and just does, you know, he does just great work. He does, he can do that bathroom for you, your kitchen, outside. He's starting a new wing off his business with these, barrels that he makes for cooking, you know, for barbecuing, and they're chrome. And then he can make any color you want, you know, for your football teams or whatever. But he does, you know, he can really make your house spruced up. And he can work with your budget. Give him a call at 241-7866, 241-STONE. That's Mike Huber for Estate Granite and Marble. Our guest, Cheryl Clifford, running for District 4 supervisor, is big into individual rights and property rights. Okay, well, let's talk economy here. You know, we're in trouble. We've got realignment. We've got the tax base is down because of the falling property taxes, which is still happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, my oldest son's a realtor, so he's having to deal with that.
So what would you do? What are some ideas that you would have, Cheryl, to start bumping the economy?
Well, it's not as complicated as it has been made out to be. I think cutting taxes is pretty simple, and cutting regulation should be simple. Just stop doing what we've been doing, which is adding more regulation on top of regulation and adding more taxes. I mean, it's always been the wrong thing to do, so why do we keep doing it?
Well, it seems like regulations... I frankly don't know all the regulations. I have not had to build something or change things or this. But just the idea. But I had to put a new heating system in the house because the old one broke.
Mm-hmm.
Just the permits for that were like $800, and I can't figure. And it's just a heating system for. I mean, it's not like it's something you could pick up. I mean, we could put it on the table here. And I mean, it's not huge, but you know, $800 for permits is kind of strange, for putting a new one in. Seems to me it's a lot of money. Now, that's not county, but that's city. But I think we all run into the same thing there.
And it's discouraging people from improving their homes, and it doesn't make sense.
No, the realignment. Are you familiar with the fact of how the government is releasing the criminals, and we're keeping? Criminals here, the non-violent, non-sexual, non-something else.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a specific solution for that, but I do know that some of the money, the state money that has been spent, has been going for dopey things like helping with climate change. Like, you know, I think it was Schwarzenegger gave, what, $3 billion, with a B, to help climate change, and then we don't have the money for our prisons to keep the prisoners in prison. I think we're just spending our money wrongly. I don't think we'd have this problem if we had some intelligent people in the governors. I mean, I could start talking about Schwarzenegger forever because as a Republican, it just upsets me so much that that's the best my party could give us. It's one of the most frustrating things. The Gallup poll said that no matter who the Republican candidate was, that they would easily beat Bustamante, and yet the party trotted out Schwarzenegger as though he was needed to save the party. It was never true, and it was just the same old routine where, you know, the establishment wants to kill any conservatives within their ranks. So it's you know, until we get people in government, enough people in government who want to do the right thing, we're probably not going to make much progress. But there's a few people who are not afraid to be the only ones who are right. I think Patrick Henry Jones is one of them. He's willing to be the only one that's right up there. And I am, too. I want to have the courage of my convictions, and even if the rest of them are doing the wrong thing, I'm not going to do it. I'm not afraid to be alone.
So you think that it seems to me, as when I talk to all the different supervisors individually, that they all want to do the right thing. It's just that when they all get together, when you talk about it, I couldn't get the other two to vote with me. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, gee, they say they want to. I don't understand how come there can't be a consensus there. We've got to take a break here. But one of the things I want to talk about is that you've got like 9 major departments in the county. You have Larry Lees, who is who's the executive administrator, does a great job. But he's got 9 really big departments under him that he does not control. And it's the Board of Supervisors are the ones that have the hammer on that. We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Cheryl Clifford, who is running for District 4 Supervisor. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Polls suggest Mitt Romney will be celebrating a victory tonight in the Florida Republican presidential primary.
He seems to have those answers that I'm looking for.
I just never had a good feeling about Romney in the first place, and I think he's going to win anyways.
They voted this morning in Tampa, but Romney's closest pursuer is not giving up.
We saw the Newt Gingrich bus pull up at a polling station in Orlando. He got out and took pictures with supporters. Gingrich is saying no matter what happens in Florida, he expects this fight for the nomination to go on 5 or 6 more months.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Orlando. The people who run an Illinois nuclear plant say yesterday's power failure may have been caused by faulty equipment at a switchyard. Operators say trace amounts of radioactive hydrogen were released into the air.
No injuries, anybody associated with this issue, and there's no safety issue with the public.
Paul Dempsey of the Byron Generating Station in northern Illinois. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Dennis Cowan, Record Searchlight, and Florence Hunderford.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The global economy is demanding we change the makeup of our local business community. Hello, I'm Mark Lascelles, one of the hosts of Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. This week, my guest will be Jim Hill of AirCover Integrated Solutions, a new company that recently located to this area that is developing a technology that powers drone aircraft. AirCover is a global leader in the field of innovation, will be doing their research and development along with some of their manufacturing right here in Shasta County. So be sure to tune in for the show and discover how Shasta County is indeed becoming a player in the global economy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. Good morning. 39 degrees. It looks like we're kind of fluctuating back and forth with 3 or 4 degrees. That happens. And Bob always tells me that, you know, the atmosphere changes when the sun comes up and all that good stuff. So currently 39 degrees downtown. We're going to have a beautiful, mostly sunny day with temperatures reaching around 62 with the slight chance of rain tonight with temperatures getting to about 39 degrees. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest is Cheryl Clifford, and she is running for, welcome back to the program, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, as we go into this segment, you're running for District 4,
uh-huh.
Linda Hartman's seat, and of course, the question on many people's lips will be, and I'm sure it's coming in, is, okay, Linda Hartman was a very, she was kind of the go-to person for veterans within the supervisors. Let's talk about, what you see there with your commitment factor to the veterans and the different things that are going on, such as the home, you know, being delayed. And then the question B would be, what would you say some of your pet, and I don't think that's a bad word, but your pet projects, a couple issues of which would be really high on your list of things that you want to be able to accomplish when or if you get District 4.
Yeah, my top priorities are having our local government become more user-friendly to the citizens. That's number one for me. And the other thing is I'm concerned about the environmental requirements. I really want to start fighting what I consider a really unreasonable, lacking any sense, rules that are placed on businesses and property rights owners or property owners. I've been frustrated by this for many, many years because we're a timber family. We came here in 1974, and my husband came here because there were jobs here. He worked for Simpson Timber, and we had a Simpson neighborhood, and everybody was so oriented toward logging and business. It was wonderful. That's what brought us here. It wouldn't be bringing us here now. So I find it very frustrating that more people in the local government have not been really more plain spoken to some of these so-called experts that are giving testimony to them. I think sometimes they give what I call a bobblehead response, where like the little Pep Boy bobble dolls, all you have to do is ask a question and you know the answer's yes. And so you have this expert, environmental expert or legal expert, giving them information to try to explain things, and they just bobble yes no matter what. I want them to prove that what they're saying is true. They never, ever had to prove that the spotted owl needed old growth trees. It was, can I use the word lie? It was always a lie.
Somebody, a pretty huge statement for you.
Well, you know, I was talking with my husband about this morning. I said, it's really frustrating to try to talk about this and not use the words that apply because everybody says you shouldn't do that. But I think whoever made up that rule about you can't call a lie a lie, I think it might have been the person doing the lying. You know?
There are lies out there and liars.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And I think the environmental movement has been full of them.
Oh.
And why should we keep treating this as though there are people that are being reasonable when they're not being reasonable. When on a pure myth, we are allowing them to destroy a whole industry that used to provide taxes for our schools, maybe for veterans' homes. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They have killed industry in this area for no reason, no good reason. And I just can't understand why somebody hasn't said, prove it. Prove that if that species no longer exists, it's going to devastate the entire ecosystem. I don't see anybody holding them accountable. Why not?
Well, that's good. You know, listen to that. So listen to the why not and then silence.
The thing on the spotted owl, that and then this latest one about the coho salmon, where they want to make it 10 times as worse up in Siskiyou County. It's already had, even the people up there already, I said, if you do this, it's already difficult to work with the ranchers and farmers and anybody up there. But if you add this to it, which, you know, makes it 10 times as worse because they're going to want 10 times as much salmon, which has never been the most salmon I think they've ever gotten up there was 2,000, and that was years ago, that they want to have 10,000 salmon up there or 8,000 salmon. So they're saying it's impossible unless you shut down the farming, the cattle industry, and anything else that goes along with it. And, you know, so here's, you know, again, here we are getting into something like this that is going to destroy the livelihood of the last industry, really, in Northern California.
And plus, I have no confidence even in the figures or information that they're giving to me because I've been, you know, they've lied so many times. How many times can you have them lie to you about something and then take stock in what they say? Sure. I don't even know if what they're saying is true. You know, they've gone to so much trouble to have fisheries, too. I know up in Oregon or near Klamath Falls, they actually clubbed to death thousands that they had grown in the fisheries. After they went to all that expense with the taxpayers' money, they said that they weren't good enough. They weren't as good as the natural one, and supposedly there's some biological difference. And after all that, you know, years of working on the fisheries, they just clubbed them to death. There's stupid things like this going on.
Well,
we got to take a break.
We got to take a break on that note. Our guest is Cheryl Clifford, who's running for District 4. And if you've got questions or calls,
I think this fight's going to be a little bit different this time. This thing is you pretty much you just
you
get right out there, huh, Cheryl?
Call him on the carpet, honey. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl in your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturdays, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:44 in the morning, 41 degrees out there. No, it's probably, no, it's 39 degrees. January 31st. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say about these guys? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. You walk in there, and it's just, you know, it's just a good time, good conversation. Catch up on all your magazine reading, listen to Tim, get on the phone with a, you know, and this is hilarious. If you're lucky enough to have this happen, a telemarketer will call, and Tim starts. The record is 38 minutes, and I was happened to be there for like 30 of them, that he had a telemarketer on, and just kept him on the line for 38 minutes. I mean, how do you do that? And it's just, you know, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Have a good time, and veterans get discounts. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay, Cheryl Clifford, who is running for District 4 Supervisor, is our guest. We've been talking about, she is a, I would say, a strict constitutionalist.
Yes.
That you believe that the, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you believe that if you're an elected official, you're there to take care of the people that elected you. And not stand in the way and to level out the playing field when it comes to bureaucracies.
Yeah, I'd like them to feel that they can come and talk to me and tell me what's going on and know that I'm going to be on their side. I've been there, I've done it, I know what they're going through, and I just, it only gets worse. That's the problem, it's getting worse every day.
Yeah. Okay, we have a caller on the line, too. BC, good morning. Do you have a question for Cheryl Clifford?
Sure, you've got a question and a suggestion even. It's really great to hear somebody with maybe a little fresh perspective that we kind of stand on our own convictions and not go along to get along. I mean, that makes me feel a little bit warm and fuzzy. But I think there's some role models out there that people need to take a peek at. One would be Mitch Daniels in Indiana, Scott Walker in Wisconsin, and John Kasich in Ohio. They've completely turned around their states rather than listen to what Jerry Brown, old Moonbeam, in the state of the state for here, all he wants to do is raise taxes. So it's very interesting. They no longer have a deficit. They've got a surplus, and they took on the unions, and they took on all the problems they had to face on. Of course, they're trying to recall them now because they did, but it was super successful. But anyway, I want to welcome her out there, and I'd really like to hear somebody that stand on their convictions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, BC.
He's gone, is he?
Yeah, he's gone now.
Okay. I was going to ask him how much he knew about what Mitch meant.
Oh, are you still there, BC?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask him how much he knew about how Mitch Daniels did it, or governors like Governor Perry who are getting a credit for it. And there is some interesting things that they've done. It may not be as good as it looks, and you know, time will tell. But one of the ways that they've really helped their economy is that they've taken billions, with a B, of dollars from a company called Centro Ferrovial, a Spanish company. Its goal is to run every single major transportation in the country, airports, roads, you name it. Their goal is to have toll booths everywhere. You will not be able to go anywhere without paying a toll. Mitch Daniels took $3.8 billion from Cintra, let them have lease some of the major transportation systems in his state, and that's partly what he did to help the budget because it was very helpful. But now there's a 75-year lease on those roads, and the first thing that they did, Centra did, was to raise the toll. So some Indianans aren't too happy with what happened. And to if you see the whole picture, it gets to be a little more complicated than you thought. Perry did the same thing, and they got into a huge battle with his conservative legislature over the Texas Trans Corridor, which Centra was the major bidder, and he wanted to help Centra. Centra does still have some of the other Texas roads now. And what they do is Centra pays money to the public schools, so he gets the public schools taken care of. Then the police fireman PERS invests in Centra, so you have the governors giving Centra their freeways for anywhere up to 99 years, and it ends up pleasing everybody. The problem is that it still doesn't require them to cut spending generally. They've got a temporary solution here that is going to obligate future generations to be paying these tolls on toll roads for up to 99 years, and it's temporary. It's another brilliant but temporary scheme, and I'm not so sure that it's the right thing to do. I think if people looked into Centra Ferrovial, do a search on it, you'll be surprised what you come up with when you start putting in the governor's name.
And that's interesting, but we're looking at Shasta County too.
he mentioned the other governors and how they've done it.
Yeah.
And some of our legislators here in California, and you know Dan Logue and some of the others, they went to Texas to find out how they did this.
I see where you're going with it.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
So it is local people who are looking at how these other states did it, and they think that what they did was brilliant. We've already had that approach hit some of our California legislators. William Lajeunesse from Fox News did an interview with one of the ladies is in the California transportation system, and he reported right in front of one of the newest toll booths in Southern California, and at no time of the day that he reported was anybody using it. And this woman that he interviewed with the state of California was trying to justify the expense because some of it came from TARP money, and she said, well, the poor people, the people that drive on the poor roads will be glad to get rid of the rich people. And so there's a funny mentality there, you know, that they're spending this money for these fancy roads and toll roads because they think, you know, the rich people will be on them, but there weren't that many rich people using it, which I thought was a little bit interesting. But there's more to this issue than the caller realized, I think. There's more to learn. I agree with what he was saying generally. You know, it's great when somebody does finally manage their budget, but sometimes there's things behind it that aren't quite what they seem.
Okay. Well, you have to look into things like that. Hey, we have to take a break here. Our guest, Cheryl Clifford, is running for District 4 Supervisor. And we're getting kind of like a economics lesson here and political lesson about the different things. When we come back, we want to talk about the first thing you would do if elected as county supervisor, the very first thing you would do. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:52 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there, and it's January the 31st.
Wind River Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come down and be part of the big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 5th, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3 p.m. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings, free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. Wind River offers their guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever at Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Body, 55 in the morning. Hey, on.
It's going to be a beautiful day, and wow, you guys in the Chack Pack, it looks like there's going to be some announcements made about some events that are going to be some stand-up-ing that's happening this week. Yeah. Currently 40 degrees here in the downtown studios, and our guest this morning has been Cheryl Clifford, who is running for District 4, Linda Hartman's seat, who we know is leaving office, and she's been appointed elsewhere Veterans Home. And so, yeah, it'll be fascinating to watch, you know, what's happening here. And I know in the chat room somebody asked specifically where you stand on gun rights.
I'm a member of the NRA, Gun Owners of America. I couldn't be stricter when it comes to the right to carry.
All right. Okay. That was, you know, there was no hesitation there. What would be the, if
and
you
I'm
win,
pro-life for those pro-lifers out there that are wondering.
The first thing, I mean, if you get elected, what's the first thing you think you might do? Have you thought about that yet? I know it's not really a fair question sometimes.
Well, first of all, San Anselmo. I keep calling him San Anselmo instead of Rivers. I want to look into this case, the Anselmo case. But the other thing I want to do is get nailed down what my authority is as a supervisor, because Gary Catt is telling them that they have some degree of sovereignty that they don't seem to know they have. And after he spoke to the Board of Supervisors at this last meeting, was it Larry? Not Larry. One of the supervisors, the chairman, the new chairman. His name
Modi.
Modi. Yeah, he said it wasn't true. Gary Catt had left, and he said none of what he said was true. But Catt just showed on the wall what the statutes say. So I don't understand why he's denying that. But as a supervisor, I need to know where I stand and what I can and can't do. So I want to nail that down. And if Gary Cad's right, then I'm going to have to fight Mr. Modi.
Okay. Well, you know, that's one thing that everybody should do is find out just what exactly your job entails.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come in to take the job and you don't really know, that's...
well, if we're the ones in charge.
Yeah, because I believe that with the... I looked at the personnel rules for the Shasta County, and there's just a number of them. It says here is that the following department heads are appointed by the Board of Supervisors upon the recommendation of the County Administration Officer and serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, not the County Administration Officer. Public Works, Director of Resource Management, Director of Housing and Community Action, Veterans Service Officer, Director of Child Support Services, Intermountain Fair Manager, Public Defender, Health and Human Services, and Director of Mental Health. Those are some pretty heavy hitting departments.
Yes.
There, you know, they control all of the housing and all of the building there, and to, you know, so that's, you know, that's a big responsibility that the supervisors have. Plus, you know, the sheriff's an elected official, But that is, it's a big responsibility, and we need to take a look at whoever is going to be running here and see how they, you know, how what they're going to be doing, what they think about it.
And the supervisors have to own it instead of passing it off to somebody who wasn't elected.
Yes, that's right.
And I'd like to know more about the Data Quality Act, because Mr. Fred Kelly Grant is saying that that gives us the right to consider how much damage is going to be done economically to our area when the EPA or anybody comes to us, any federal body comes to us and tells us that we ought to be doing something environmentally. But if it's going to hurt us economically, we can refuse to do it, according to Mr. Grant. Now, if that's true, man, do I ever want to use that act?
Well, that would be interesting to see if you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. It won't be the last time.
No, absolutely. We'll have you back on, and we just have about 30 seconds left. Yeah. So.
Okay, we've been very kind.
Well, we just like
enjoyed
to.
Enjoyed it.
You know, our job,
thank you for throwing your hat in the ring.
Yeah, our job is to let you talk and let the people ask you questions. And with all the candidates, we don't endorse candidates. We don't take sides for our city and county. The idea is just to get the information out. Now, tomorrow we're talking about the city council meeting. We're also going to have Dr. Doug McConnell will be on tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful!
And so that should be. It's always interesting to have them on to be talking about medical care and what's going on at Shasta Regional and a couple other things. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.